The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all know this one is wild ride. Tenderness, vulnerability, and talking about the war effort and wet dreams.
We talk about a little bit of everything you'd never expect somebody to talk about.
In a 55-minute span, we cover a lot of ground.
We cover a lot of ground.
A lot of ground. And some of it surprises us. Most of it surprises us.
We had so much fun, and we hope y'all have fun listening to it. And come out to our New York Comedy Festival show, November 9th at 7 p.m. at Brooklyn Art House. I'm so excited for me and Ever to be together.
Me too. And y'all, we do make this announcement and decision as we are recording, but Allie and I will be doing a live podcast recording streaming high as fuck on Hometown Hero edibles.
But and we're doing that's it for patrons.
Only,
sorry.
Patreon.
Only
for, yeah. That's a $10 Patreon. We do talk shit about someone who is a piece of shit to us. And on the $5 level, we will say their name.
We're so bad now. We're bad.
But it was fun. I was like, you're trying to be a piece of shit to me right now?
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time. I don't care about your lonely ass.
I just ate you five ain't drawing donuts any in friends. Front of industry.
Oh, cool. You work for this production company?
Awesome. Just chocolate on my face.
A lip liner of chocolate. I hate that, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you talking to me right now? There's free food. Anyways, everybody knows we're a draw. You'll know what that means. When you listen, I can't stop doing that laugh. It's been a character I've been developing. And it's also a mix between White Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
When they're like...
Yeah.
Oh. Tiffany.
All right, y'all.
I'm so tired. I've been up so late. I'm feeling manic. Enjoy it. You're going to feel as manic as I do. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all are gay.
Y'all are gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
What type of camera are you using today? Are you using the thing again?
I'm just using my regular Zoom camera. It's too frustrating. Like,
man, that technology is so fucking hard.
It's so fucking hard, man. I was like,
and I know that makes me sound like a fucking boomer, but it's hard.
I tried for an hour to hook up my Zoom camera to use to record this podcast, make it look nice for y'all. And then the camera kept overheating. And then I went to a friend's house, did their podcast. They got like a 3-camera setup with their iPhones and a camera like this, edited it real nice. I was like, damn, how do you do this?
I wish we could do something like that, but we're not together.
No, that's true. We are not together. But
I mean, God.
No, we are not. No, I meant like this.
We're not together.
We're just friends. Oh, speaking of not together, we will be together November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Art House as a part of New York City Comedy Festival. If you are in New York and you haven't bought tickets, please do so now. We would love to sell this festival out. We would love, we are working on some really fun guests. It's going to be, you already know how this podcast is, just Allie and I over Zoom. Live shows can get unhinged.
I mean, it gets, you never, I end up saying stuff that I'm like, damn.
Me too sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
So please help us sell that out. We're so excited to see all of y'all. And by doing this and supporting, that means that we can get into other festivals.
Yes.
So if you have a festival.
Yeah, we want to come to other cities.
Yeah.
And do these fests, and selling out and having a successful show really helps us do that, y'all.
Not to put it all on y'all, but.
Not to put it all on y'all, but. Not to start this podcast with being like, what are you doing to help?
It's the war effort. I thought about the war effort while I was taking a shower the other day.
You know what? I'll be honest. I don't know what it is. Tell me about it.
That's in World War II, where they would take all their tin cans and scrap metal and they would recycle it, or they would give it to the army so they could build their stuff.
Of course, that's something you talk about, you think about.
I was like, because I had opened up a can of black beans and I was like,
I'm thinking about the war effort.
I'm lonely. That's how you know you're lonely, when you're thinking about the war
effort. About the war effort.
World War II.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know much about the wars.
Plural.
Yeah, any of them, really.
Well, there's a fascinating documentary about gay Germany. And this is really fucked up. Berlin and Germany had the first trans person, the first trans
out, I would assume.
Yeah, but the first surgery, the first ever like surgery was in Germany. And there were so many gay clubs. And in the 20s, before the rise of obviously Hitler, and that's like the big, whatever, like the great gilded age.
Yeah. The gilded. I know about that.
I've heard of it. I've heard of the gilded age. I've heard of the Great Gatsby. Being gay was, at least in some parts, wasn't as scandalous. It was like, yeah, sure, we're all fucking and sucking. Like, do whatever you want. So in Germany, when Hitler starts to come to power in like the late 20s, early 30s, he obviously targeted the gays and Jewish people and other minorities, but his second in command would frequent this very famous gay bar. I think it's like a bank now.
Ooh.
And would just sit and watch. And then he rose to power as Hitler rose to power.
I started biting my nails.
He was gay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was going there to like scout and be like, let's kill this one.
Well, they also did that too. They did that in the United States with the cops. But
yeah,
it was so like, what the fuck? Like, this guy was evil. This guy was a monster. Sure. And he was out. It was like a known thing in Hitler's cabinet. Wow. And he devised a lot of like awful, you know, when they're like, gay people don't get enough credit. It sounds like I'm giving this monster a lot of credit. It's like, well, gay people can be monsters too.
Gay people can be monsters, y'all.
And then
I know a few.
We know more than a few.
I know a few monsters. Yeah, we know more than a few.
He was a
monsters.
Real dookie dyke. Like, well, then Goebbels.
He may have liked a monster cock, but he was still a monster.
Yeah. He had a goblin cock. It was too tiny.
I love that that's what a goblin cock is.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it makes
fucking
sense.
Fucking goblin cock.
Goblin cock, man.
Then he was shot by the next person coming up in Hitler's ranks. Because he was like, you can't be.
Because he was gay. Yeah.
And it's like, well, you started it. If you're going to start something, you're going to finish it. I just found that fascinating and kind of sad and self-hating. And this is what happens if you're a self-hating gay. You turn into a Nazi. It's science.
You turn into a Nazi with a goblin cock.
So you need to start loving yourself. Is that what you want to turn into? This podcast took a turn. I am on no sleep. This is what happens when I'm not.
Ever has been up all night stitching dykes and hot dogs.
And it's up
that
to you.
That sounds like you were actually this stitching is, a person.
This is up to you. Putting it back on the listeners. Y'all, this still, I'm wearing, I don't know if it's, you could see it in the video. I don't know what, like, also I've been trying to post this on YouTube and the videos are too long. I'm like, great. What? I'm trying to give y'all.
Do we have to pay or something to get a long video?
I don't know, YouTube. Why aren't you sponsoring us?
God
damn it.
Fucking monsters.
This is like a nice 90s flannel. I'm honestly surprised.
It's one of my favorite ones you've done, and I'm like so obsessed with it.
It's really cozy. I thought this was going to go like that. But I'm, because the buttons are really
somebody
cute.
Somebody needs to buy this because it is so cute.
Very cute.
I almost feel like Ever should keep it because they look so hot in
I
it.
I might. But I've been stitching and like it's been a really great practice. I've been working on this like blue work shirt and really taking my time with trying a new technique to fill it. Man, this is wild. I'm on no sleep. We're going to be talking about the war effort and stitching. It's back to 1943 with me, baby.
I also plan to talk about my wet dream last night.
Oh. You had one in the barrel. You're like,
I wanted to see that reaction.
Okay, well, from the war efforts to wet dreams, Neil, mark it down. That's the title.
From the war effort to the wet dreams.
Only you can prevent.
We're Allie and Ever.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even do that yet. Oh yeah, we do our intro after.
We do an intro after
a little movie magic for you.
I was just dreaming about titties and cooters.
Jesus Christ.
Like really squeezing some titters, like real intense, like hitting myself in the face with them, sucking them.
I'm just standing here staring at Allie. Allie's like doing hand grab motions and like sucking motions.
I was hitting myself with titters.
Ew.
I was sucking them.
You're holding that like it's a Mountain Dew, like a 1 liter.
I had it squeezed, you know. And then lot of pussy eating. A lot of it in my dream. Multiple women. Which is weird because, you know, I'm a one woman lady.
Stop.
And I woke up.
Multiple women, lot of pussy.
lot of pussy. I was loving it. There was one, this is maybe like a little predatory, but it was a dream. I can't help it. But this one woman was like very straight. And I was like, please let me eat your pussy. I guess it's been that long for me that now I'm begging straight people in my dreams to let me eat their pussy.
Wow, Allie. You're horned up. You're ready to go.
And it was a full wet dream.
Allie, stop.
Hey, just thought I'd share in case anybody else can relate.
Hey, just thought I'd share in case y'all'd like to know. Full wet dream. Soggy.
I just found out my Aunt Trace has been listening to some episodes.
Well,
she's very proud of me, though. I love you, Aunt Trace. You're the best.
I don't know that I would. This is a...
Say that right after yes. the.
I woke up with some soggy bottoms.
Love you, Aunt Teresa.
I told you I talked to my neighbor. Now talk about it on this podcast.
Again?
No. Y'all, he's being even louder. I'm like, bitch, we just had this conversation. And then last night, all day yesterday, blaring his shit. I'm like, I thought we came to an understanding.
I say you catch a bunch of them lizards, put them in a bag. Oh, and my God. Them on the
I've had lizards. In my-
leave them a bag of lizards.
This is a lizard butch now. You know how cats bring you a dead animal as a treat? When a butch mm-hmm. leaves a salamander on your doorstep, that's a fucking threat. I'm leaving a bag of salamanders.
A bag of salamanders. Dare you to fucking stomp again.
Turn up whatever shitty music you're listening to. Because I guarantee you, I've got some shitty EDM in the barrel. It's locked and loaded. I'm ready to put that four to the floor.
Dude, that one time we were talking about like serious things on FaceTime, and Ever is blasting classical music so loud, and I'm trying to have this intense conversation.
That's how petty I was getting, though. I was so mad that
you saw my face and were eventually like, I'm sorry, can you not focus? And I was like, dude, I really can't. It's so loud.
I was being a real dookie dyke.
You're never a dookie dyke.
But I will say he was being a dumb man.
He was being a dumb man, and you were just defending
Thank
yourself.
Thank you. Enable me some more.
Don't ever call yourself a dookie dyke. Thank you.
Don't you hate it, though, when you have one of those horny dreams and you're just, like, kind of horny all day?
Yeah.
Bumping up into things. I could see you bumping up into things.
You don't know what I do all
day. I know exactly what
you're bumping.
I know exactly
actually,
what you do.
Actually, yeah, I tell you everything I do. So you know exactly what I do. Yeah, I got the magic wand out this morning.
No.
And it
no,
just
no.
wasn't as good as my dream. Couldn't even make it happen for myself. Okay, I was just like,
okay.
I was like, I guess I'm just going to get up and eat some yogurt.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ew.
I got to have a little something on my tummy before I take my medicine.
Just the thought of yogurt after a wet dream doesn't sit right with me.
Understandable.
Greek?
Actually.
Greek.
Yes, Greek.
That's got a tang to it.
Greek. Mm-hmm. But it's strawberry, but it's packed with protein and low in sugar.
Dude, I've been back on my protein bullshit.
I made the meatballs.
I made them a little too dry, but I made the meatballs.
Okay. You didn't add enough mayo or marin.
I didn't add enough mayo. I did it with Greek yogurt, plain.
Okay. But now how is that?
I added too much quinoa. I was making super balls.
Super balls.
Super balls.
Wow. Quinoa instead of chia?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to say I like the chia better.
Yeah, y'all. I have this recipe for these like Japanese.
We'll drop it in the Patreon.
We'll drop it in the Patreon, and they are so freaking good.
I just get angry. And nobody else can have it. Only the Patreon list.
Nobody can have it. Only patrons.
Dude, last night, I mean, I'm back at the gym. yesterday, this is so boring. I'm talking about the war effort, stitching, and squats, but it was leg day. I wore myself out. I feel like I slapped myself. I was so tired.
Damn.
I was doing these squats and this trainer was like, oh, are you almost done with that? And I said, oh, I got to do a burnout session. And if you don't know what that is, it's like you work yourself up. Okay, I'll explain it. You get to your top working set. That's the heaviest set that you can do multiple reps at. That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. You get your legs going or your arms. Then you decrease the weight where it's significantly lighter. And you do, I do 20 to 25 reps. And it should be real easy. And at first you're like, wow, this is so easy. But then at like rep 8 or 9, because your legs are so tired, it's just like shaking. And I finished and I went to go find that trainer guy with this client. I said, hey, I'm about done. Y'all want this thing? I said, I can de-rack that stuff. And then this dude he was with was like, damn, I wish I could do that. And I was like, fuck you. You wish. It felt great because I outpowered him.
Because you're strong.
I'm strong. And then I came home, ate my turkey balls.
That's nice.
I gobbled them up.
I've been trying to just walk more now that I'm back in New York. And I tell you what, not hardly walking anywhere for 2 months and then now starting back walking.
Yes, I know that feeling because whenever I come to New York, I'm like, fuck, this is a lot of walking. But I've been preparing to walk to the gym.
Oh, wow. How far is that,
bud? A mile.
That's good. I walked a mile yesterday.
Real riveting stuff. Yeah. War effort. Stitching. Turkey balls. Gym.
Wet dreams.
Walking. Woo. Damn. I hate wet dreams. I've been having waking nightmares. Like nightmares right before I wake up. And like just arguments with people that are no longer in my life. And I think that's really hard because obviously our subconscious, yours is horny.
Yeah.
And mine is working through some painful moments. And yesterday, man, it really wore me out. I was really feeling a lot of grief. And I think it's important. I had to be reminded that it's important to not push it down or push it aside. You have to.
That's true.
You have to sit with it and examine it and be tender and know it's going to pass. And I was doing all that I could yesterday to force it away. And that's why I went so hard at the gym. And then I came home and I just couldn't focus. I was getting mad and I was like, okay, I'm in grief. I need to wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to let it through. And those dreams, they don't help.
Yeah.
You know, but, I also think I've been having seizures at night again. I mean, I'm okay. Listeners, I don't want y'all to be like worried. I just lifted my headphones to see if you could hear me. No, whenever I have night seizures, I'll usually wake myself.
You just feel real tired the next day, don't you?
That too. And I have real bad headaches. So that was part of it. Feeling very lethargic. I usually wake myself up. It's I can't catch my breath. And the other night I had that in my dream that I was doing that. And I was like, and the next morning I was like, oh, I probably had a seizure because I'm feeling all wonky. So I just need to up my meds while I work through some stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, and
I just asked to go down on my
meds. Hey, that's great.
And yeah, we dropped Abilify. And we're gonna see how it goes. She seemed a little nervous. She was like, you've done really well on it. And I was like, yeah, but like, you know, I've worked through a lot from the breakup and like I'm just at a much better place and I feel like I can handle it.
That's great, Allie. Congratulations.
Thank you, friend.
Wow. Your hair looks nice.
Thank you. I went to a birthday dinner. It was Nine Dykes. It was so lovely for my bud Erica Rose of Lesbian Bar Project, which you talked about Germany. They just filmed an episode for Lesbian Bar Project in Germany.
I saw that.
I cannot wait to watch it. It's going to be great. So we were celebrating. Erica, I picked everybody up in the minivan. I said, Mom's here. Come on, Dykes. Let's go to dinner.
Beep, beep.
We had a nice time.
Recently fixed.
It's so nice sometimes just to be surrounded and everybody be gay.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about it.
It's just like, it's really nice.
You know.
I love my straights too. Don't worry. I love my straights.
Hey, the straights, straights. Oblivious. Fuck you, straights. I'm gonna leave a salad.
I love my straights.
No, I love
my dad's a straight. Love him.
I love my straights. And we got a lot of straights listening.
We do have a lot of straights listening.
So straights.
Shout out again to Aunt Teresa.
Aunt Teresa, what's up? Miss Deborah, my wife. My loving wife. Tender.
Loves you so much.
Yeah. Lauren, what's up?
But you posted that clip today, which everybody go watch this clip of Everett. It's so fucking funny. And but the get me a hot dog, mother. Me and my mom quote that to each other the time.
I had no idea. I had no idea. And that makes me feel really good.
You're welcome. My mom would just randomly say it. We'll just be talking, and all of a sudden, mom would be like, I'm like, what? She'll be like, get me a hot dog, mother.
I was demanding that shit. Once I figured out you could microwave a hot dog, game over.
Oh, it shit. Was.
Microwave hot dogs are a lot different than a boiled hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
They're like
grilled hot dog is my favorite now.
Grilled, I think for me,
or in the pan.
Now I'm not a big in the pan. I like grilled, boiled, then in the pan. And I can't do microwave. It's like sweaty.
Me and my cousin used to slice them down the middle and put a slice of American cheese in it and put them in the microwave.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the nastiest thing I've heard. Honestly.
That ain't the nastiest thing you've ever said.
I mean, honestly, I was like, I could get high right now, eat that up.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I've been really proud of myself because I feel like I like to drink a little whiskey at night, like a little like sip. Mm. And I can feel myself as I work through this wanting to really get home and just get drunk before bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do that. Like, it's been
I'm proud of
interesting.
You.
Thank you. To acknowledge, and it's not easy. And I've been wanting to get like super high. I don't have any joints. I did try to take some Hometown Hero. It just made it worse. Hometown Hero. We would absolutely
love a sponsorship.
Love a sponsorship. And if we get sponsored,
we're willing to take back everything we've
because
said.
Because at one time, we had the time of our life.
We had the time of our life. Lives.
And Allie, I think that maybe I'll bring some Hometown Hero to New York, because when we're on it together, game over. I won't take it. I won't take it at the live recording.
I feel at home.
I feel at home with you.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love, because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled babbel.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
But home,
when I'm with my hero.
But when I'm when we're heroes together. Yeah. But when I'm home alone and I take a Hometown Hero, forget it.
Hey, when you're in New York, that's when we should do either a Patreon episode or a regular episode where we take the Hometown
Hero. That's definitely
hero.
A Patreon.
We've talked about doing that.
That's definitely before. A Patreon episode. And I think we should stream
it. Definitely not going to the public.
I think we should stream it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, listeners. Done. That's going to be on a $10 level. If I'm going to get high and embarrass myself.
You got to pay me $10.
Because you never know with a home.
Just a month. Not even just for the singular video.
Because I have a pretty good feeling it's going to go well. And then I think it might take a turn. Because I do remember there was a certain...
And then we just don't know.
Because remember we got real high and we were laughing so hard in that one person's face? This really shitty person came up to us after the festival and was like, let's just admit it. I'm the draw here.
Oh, yeah.
And we were high as fuck. And she just kept going on and on about how she couldn't. She's like, they bring me here. They're giving us 7-minute sets, 5 to 7-minute sets. I can't get in the
group. I'm on a show with other people. I'm the draw. Everyone's there to see me.
Let's face it. I'm the one that they want to see. And we're like, we just start
we're dying laughing.
We just start laughing in her face. Like, fuck you.
And we were like, sorry. No, like, definitely you're the draw. We just were high. Sorry.
And I do remember she kept talking.
We would be laughing anyways.
We were laughing in her face. And then we're like, we're going to go get pizza. You can go sit alone, watch your clips. And that's what she did.
Yeah.
Sat alone, watched her clips.
Sat alone and watched herself.
Weird ass. We'll say who that was on the Patreon. $10 a month.
We'll say who that is.
That's a $5 a month.
That's a $5.
That's a foot long.
That's a foot
$10
long.
$10 is your party tray. No, but I don't want to. I'm like, I tried to smoke some weed. I found some nuggets. What is it called? Flower? Because y'all know I don't smoke too much. But it wasn't ground, and then I didn't have wrapping paper. Did I tell you about my angels when they left me a joint?
Your angels left you a joint.
Some angel moments. I'm not even being sarcastic.
Oh yeah, you had some other angel moments when we were talking.
I have this thing called an AeroPress to make some coffee with, and it has like little filters. I tried to make myself a joint out of a coffee filter. My dog said, "Ain't it? It was bad." I threw it over the porch. I let the possums get at it.
Gosh. Did you ever know of anybody that wrapped a joint in Bible paper?
Damn.
That was like a thing in like middle high school. They'd be like, well, if you don't have papers, like, you know, the paper's so thin in Bibles that it actually works real well. And I did it once and I felt so fucking guilty. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to go to hell.
Oh, yeah, you got to feel guilty.
Burned great, though.
I bet it burned fantastic.
Yeah.
So, dudes, I have everything in a wicker basket that Baby D gave me. Are you sure I didn't tell you this spicy story?
No, tell me.
It's like this little whisker, like a little beach bag. And it says spicy. Mm-hmm. And that's where I put on my weed and my hometown hero and my cigarettes. And I had my joint, the last of my like joints, and I searched like this on the cabinet, nothing there. When I came home, I just opened it to get like a gummy.
Mm-hmm.
And where like the wine usually is, there was a bag, like a 5-gallon zipper bag that had a joint. And then a little mustard jar of 2 stubbed out cigarettes and something else. And I was like, I do not know where this weed. It made me feel so eerie because it was not there. I have no, and it wasn't hidden on any of the sides. I have no idea how I got there. I felt really eerie. I did smoke the weed. And because I was so paranoid, I had a paranoid buzz.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if this is a trickster, but I did tell my ghosts, my angels, thank you. And then the other thing happened where one morning I woke up and making my coffee, and the coffee time is right and my TV time is right. But then I look at the stove and it's blinking 11:11.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hello, angels.
I said, thank you.
And
I'm not changing the time on the
stove. You were doing your thing with your flight the other day. And then.
Yes, I was booking the wrong flight and they kept going up. Like every time I would try to like refresh it or like buy the ticket, it kept going up. And I was like, oh my God, I was getting so stressed. And I would have flown back to LA before our show. Angels.
I believe there are angels among us. Do you remember the song? Sent down to us from somewhere up above.
What dream?
They come to you
and me. In your wet dreams.
And smack me with your titters.
And let me I'll eat that pussers.
That pussers.
Angels.
I'll beg you if you're straight.
I need it.
I think stressed from my drive and just getting back and being like, okay,
can I ask you this?
Get stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes when I get horny when I'm driving, it is the worst feeling.
It is.
I'm like, oh.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay, so you're driving back and you're horny.
I'm horny and just feeling a little stressed. You know, I need to rub one out, to be honest. And no, I didn't. I can't do that and drive. I can pee and drive, but I can't rub it out and drive.
You don't even pull up.
Which, by the way, I did pee and drive while in my cup, in a big gold cup. When I had me two Diet Mountain Dews, and then I cleaned my cup out and peed while driving.
My mouth is open again.
It's amazing. I can pull my pants down. Now, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. I can pull my pants down, get my seat at a way where I can still put my foot on the pedal, where I can
You don't
lean
even
up.
Put it on cruise control?
No. And I get the cup in there.
This is so fucking dangerous. It's
worse than drinking and driving.
Driving and pissing, bitch. Allie, this is so fucking dangerous.
I thought you knew the whole time that's how I do it.
I thought you would at least put it on cruise control or you pulled it over.
No, man, I take my pants down everything.
How are you holding the wheel? Like with your knees or what?
No, I hold the wheel with one hand. I get my pants down with the other. And then I got to use my leg muscles to get me up and then get the cup under there. And then I pee in the cup.
I'm horrified.
And then when I'm stopped in traffic, I pour it out the window and put some water in it, slosh it around. Toss that on out. Yeah. Now, who wants to let me eat their pussy?
How does your van not smell like piss all the time?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't
ever.
Smell like piss. I know. That's what I mean. It doesn't smell like piss.
And it's amazing. I make it all in the cup. I take me a napkin, do a little wipey woo, and I'm ready to roll. Why are you upset I do a wipey woo?
Because I've been trying to tell these jokes about man.
What, buddy?
I think it's because I said wipe so many times last night at this show.
Oh.
Because I'm talking
about the septic tank joke.
Because I kept trying to make it work again last night, and I couldn't hit that magic spot. I think it's because it was just a bunch of rich people, but I kept talking about how, like, I was like, I wipe and flush. But everybody else
don't know about y'all.
I wipe and flush, but my family wipes and tosses. They wipe and toss, yeah. But I wipe and flush. I don't know how I'm going to tell a partner, hey, listen, because I haven't brought someone home in a minute. Trash fire, I'm fine. I've talked about it. You've seen it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Basket full of toilet paper.
My daddy in his house growing up, they just had this one like flight of very narrow, steep stairs. And then there was a room up there and him and his brothers all slept in that room. And they had a bucket for during the night to like pee in, like an old like metal pail. Mm-hmm. And daddy'd say, we're supposed to take it outside down the stairs in the morning, but sometimes I'd just throw it out the window.
That's where you got it from.
Well, that's where I got it from. Now, yeah, just realization right now.
That's where you got it from.
That's where I got it from, my daddy. Damn. We just love to throw bits out of windows.
Pass down a gene, if you will. Damn.
Yep.
So, how fast are you driving?
Now, a lot of times, at one point, I was going like 65. because I was on this stretch of highway and there was nowhere to stop. And I had to pee so bad. And I was like, it's either I keep, and you know, you can't slow down on the highway.
Because that can cause a wreck. Slow drivers. You can.
Slow drivers. So you got to piss and speed. And
dude, one thing that pisses me off, sorry. My dad will get either in the left lane or the lane right to the left and go just under the speed limit. I'm like, Dad, you cannot do that. You cannot fucking do that. We were driving to Austin. I was getting so irritable in the back of that truck, just in the tail bed. I was getting pissed. I was like, you cannot. Dad.
Yeah. I like to drive, you know, in the fast lane. But even like in the fast lane, I never go 5 to 10 miles over.
Interesting.
Because I ain't getting a ticket. How fast are you supposed to go in the fast lane? I thought that was just like you go a little bit over speed limit.
In the fast lane, I go 80.
What's the speed limit?
55.
Damn! Dude, you're going to go to jail.
Everybody does it.
Okay.
The, I think the highways out here are like 55 to 60.
Okay.
In Texas, I'd be so anxious. In Texas, the base on that I-35, the base speed limit is 80.
God.
That's our starting point, is 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Highway 180.
New York City, unless it's posted within like the city, never over 25 miles an hour. Isn't that crazy?
I did learn that when I was home, when I was at your house and I was driving that van.
Well, I learned when I went to court and beat a speeding ticket. Is that officer, I don't think he was telling the truth. There's no way
they
I
hardly
came out of that
are
bridge going 44. And it was the height of COVID, and he came to my window without a mask on. And this is like before vaccines.
Oink,
I was like,
bitch.
What a piece of shit. And I swear he pulled me over just because I had a North Carolina plate, because there was somebody right in front of me. Like, if I would have been like speeding and that car was not speeding, then I would have hit the car.
Mm-mm.
Is how close it was to me. And he pulls me,
mm-mm,
tries to say I'm going 44 and a 25.
That ain't it.
Which was, I had a baby in the car. I would never speed with a baby in the car. That is,
I know, you would never speed and you would never piss.
I would never speed or piss with a baby in the car. Okay?
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, so I went to court and I was yes sirin, no sirin, and like I
they
said multiple times.
They love it. They're like,
yeah, they love it. And the like judge was there and the cop, and it was just me and him standing there. And I was like, once again, like, I want to say, you like, I have so much respect for the police and everything y'all do. And I just think that maybe there was something wrong with the caliber or whatever. It needed to be recalibrated. I was like, because, I mean, I have a witness here, and like, I just, I
and
know
it's
I
a baby
going that
I
fast.
Have a witness, and it's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
And the officer's like, thank you. And I was like, oh, yes, sir. No, I mean, thank you so much for all you do. I just.
You played just, that bitch.
Oh, my God. And he said, the judge loved me. The judge was like, well, you know, just so you know, from now on, everywhere in New York City, unless posted, is 25 miles an hour. And, you know, I don't know if you were or you weren't, but I'm going to let you off on this one. And like, it would have put points on my license and made the insurance go up. So I was real happy about that win.
That's a big win.
Always dress nice when you go to court.
Oh, you have to.
Always dress nice.
You have to. And I will say, I have a family member who is a cop, and he is a great guy.
There are some great cops. I mean, there are.
And
there's some real shitty
ones.
There's
some real shitty ones, but it was nice to hear them kind of like talk a little bit at Christmas about how he can't stand shitty cops and all this stuff. I don't want to get too into it because I also know that the majority cops are bad, but there are some good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's this one on my TikTok. She keeps coming up, and I don't know how to like say no. Like, I don't want to see this because it's on the Dyke Stitch one. And it's this really aggressive Butch Dyke cop.
Okay.
With a really bad attitude. And they're always doing lip syncs to like really toxic and like shitty stuff. Like, oh, you're a bitch. You tattletale.
When you were saying really toxic, I thought you were talking about Britney Spears toxic.
No. I wonder if I know my phone is listening, so maybe she'll pop up. Let's find out.
Oh, she probably will.
Oh, she pops up. She's always like talking about hurting people. And I'm like, yikes.
Oh.
This is the cop.
Gross.
No, I think maybe I figured out how. Like right now, I'm getting Marine footage in Fallujah 2004 because my phone's been listening to us talk about the war effort. Talking about the war effort, man. Shit. That's great that you got out of that ticket.
I did.
I had a parking ticket and I fought it. I said meter was still going. That was my defense. It wasn't, and I have to pay it. They were like, no, you don't have any picture of that. I said, all right.
Oh, I get real mad. On my street, there is this fire hydrant that's like completely covered by bushes. It's obviously old, it's not a working fire hydrant. And people park in front of it all the time. And I parked in front of it one day, and I'm like, it's not a working hydrant. And they gave me a $150 ticket.
Okay, I wonder if there's like a way to contact the city or the borough representative.
Be like,
hey, yeah, can we do something about this
non-working hydrant?
Can we either get it working or get it the fuck off my street?
Yeah, we need the parking spots.
Okay? This ain't like picnic time New York City. This is I gotta park and piss New York City.
Yes. And... oh, man, I was panicking yesterday. I had to pee so bad. And I was like, I got out of my car. And I mean, it got to the point where I was looking for maybe good places to squat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me just see if this coffee shop's open. I came in, I had a bathroom. I was like, do you have a bathroom? And they were like, yeah, light don't work. And I was like, that's fine. I don't care. But you have to buy something like in New York or they won't like let you use the bathroom. And I was like, I'll just have a bottle of water. She's like, $5. Like, damn.
Y'all don't even have a light bulb.
It was worth it to pee. It was worth it to pee. And it stunk in there. There's a big bag of trash in there. No lights.
That sounds like an escape room. That sounds like the worst.
Big bag of trash, no lights.
Like a Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, when we were talking on the phone, you said you had those two Mountain Dews. I was wondering about that.
I was getting jacked, man.
You know what I was remembering when I had that pre-workout before we podcasted?
Oh, yeah, man. Your pupils were big, and then all of a sudden you saw the crash happen.
Yeah, it was wild. I can't imagine doing it. Doing the do, 65 and pissing. Your adrenaline must have been
I was doing
going.
The do at 65 and pissing, y'all.
Your adrenaline must have been like, you must have been on that. What must have been like my pre-workout.
Oh my God. I got a new favorite song. So I love Ashley McBride
is that
a country singer.
McBride. Now, is that Reba McBride's niece?
No. And her name is Reba McEntire.
Who is McBride again?
Martina McBride?
Martina. I'm thinking about Martina McBride.
That's from the 90s. Yeah, Martina's great. But so no, I don't think so because Ashley McBride isn't super young. I would say she's like maybe 40 or so.
So her cousin. Martina's cousin.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Martina's cousin. But she has a song called Brenda Put Your Bra On. Man, I love it. I've been blasting Brenda Put Your Bra On.
How's it?
Things going down in the. But it doesn't say trailer park. What does it say? In the trailer hood. Brenda, put your bra on. Brenda, put your bra on. Things going down in the trailer hood.
Now that,
highly recommend.
I'll listen to it, and I bet that's probably composed for TikTok. Dude, I went to this party, like a queer dance party. And every 30 seconds, this DJ was playing a new song, playing a new song. And then my friend was like, yeah, this is TikTok generation. The attention span is so short. And it was unwell. there was no vibe. It was like 30 seconds of rock. And then it would be like 1 second as she like found the next song. There was no fade in. So it'd be like a weird beat of silence. And then it would go to hardcore rap, then stop, then a random Celine Dion song, then hip hop. I mean, it was all over the place. All over the place. No, I was like, I'm getting a headache here. I have to leave. I have to get out of here. I have to get out of here. This feels like a public restroom with no lights on and a bag of trash. Not even a public restroom.
No.
Well, you know, I have a hard time going in a coffee shop restroom because of Starbucks, man.
Yeah, I bet.
Dudes.
You got trauma. You got trauma from Starbucks for sure.
I can just remember that cleaning, like, spray we used to have. Oof. Mm-hmm. Piss, shit, puke, heroin. A lot of heroin.
Damn. A lot of heroin. I remember you telling me about that.
If you're ever looking for somewhere to do heroin or find it, Starbucks bathroom.
Starbucks! Ugh.
Starbucks! Yeah.
Starbucks.
What a ride.
And Ashley McBride. What a ride we went on today, y'all.
What a ride we went on today.
Hope you had fun. We did.
What are you going to do the rest of the day?
Well, I've been listening to my album. I've got to name the tracks. Mm. So I'm going through and doing time codes and naming tracks, and then I have a show tonight. So, yeah. Pretty much that.
Listeners, I got to start promoting this show. December 1st.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have been.
What?
Oh, my God. These squirrels are collecting. Is this squirrel about to have sex with the other squirrel?
I hope so. Somebody should be.
Amen to that.
Oh, Ever's got to stop to video squirrels having sex. They're about to say something real important, apparently, but squirrels having sex.
They're not having sex, but one of them is like,
flirting.
Well, one of them is just like laying down. Oh my God, the other one's playing with his tail.
With his tail?
Well, it looks like the squirrel might be hot. So it's laying its belly. I think it's a mama squirrel. Oh my God.
Oh.
What are they doing right now? Are they fighting?
It's like, okay, you can touch my belly.
I can't tell what this fucking squirrel's up to or what they're eating.
My guess would be nuts.
Well, yeah, because I've been throwing out.
What you been throwing out there for the squirrels, bud?
I don't know what this, I've never seen squirrels do like this before. Oh, the baby! It is a bit little baby squirrel.
How is it?
Yeah, eating some of the little trash I put out.
You put some trash out? That's nice, friend.
Well, not like trash. Oh, they're fighting. That mom is like, stop.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah, it's a baby squirrel and its mom.
Okay, what show do you want to promote, bud?
Sorry, I am entranced. This squirrel will not leave its mom alone. And the mom is like, motherfucker, stop. I've been throwing out sunflower seeds and like Trader Joe's.
Oh, that's nice.
Trader Joe's bar mix. You know how they have that like nuts and pretzels. So I've been scattering that around my porch to try it. Try and entice these squirrels. And four of them just ran up. And then we got a little squirrel, baby squirrel action. So
fucking Butch Snow White over here.
Fuck with me again. I'm going to put a salamander on your porch and you ain't going to like that. No, December 1st and 2nd, I have 4 shows at the McKinney Comedy Arena in McKinney, Texas. I'm going to be promoting that more because I need to figure out. I'm excited. I'm nervous about it. It's going to be an hour each show. And then I'm going to be teaching a meditation and improv class Saturday afternoon. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, would love to see you. Come say hi. Again, that is the McKinney Comedy Arena. Yeah, it'll be really fun December 1st and 2nd. I'm excited. I'm excited to be home.
Proud of you.
Thank you, friend. Thank you, friend.
You're welcome, friend.
I'm proud of you, too. That's so exciting. And listeners, I'm so sorry I got distracted by these squirrels, but I've really been trying to cultivate an environment on my porch.
A safe environment for squirrels.
Yeah, man, because these birds ain't coming up. And I said, well.
And I know you probably originally wanted some birds.
I wanted a lot of birds. But hey, they don't want to show up. Well, guess what? These squirrels are going to eat.
I want to get you one of those hats so bad where the birds come and feed off of your hat.
I'm in bird hat.
But I'm poor right now. So
I'm poor
someday,
right now, too.
Just know.
And
someday.
The hummingbirds in my place are mean. There's one hummingbird. He won't let anybody else drink out of the hummingbird food. And I kind of love him.
Little bitch.
I kind of love him.
Do you name him?
Frederico.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. He is beautiful.
He won't. How do you know it's a he?
I'm just assuming. It could
just
be.
Just by the way, just the behavior.
Yeah. Just arrogant. Unaware.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, listeners, thank you so much for you.
Thank you for you, listeners. Gay Wads. We love you, Gay Wads.
Gay Wads, on the last episode, I did announce my favorite review, which was Unhinged. The more Unhinged 5-star reviews y'all give us, the better. I mean, please go off the rails. When people search for a new queer podcast or a culture podcast and they read our reviews, I want them to be confused, horrified, and intrigued. Mm-hmm. And titillated.
Titillated for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So Deborah, who spells it just like my mama, I got your message and, well, we've chatted, but.
My family thinks you're beautiful. So do I.
And I agree.
And I agree.
But, so I packed up your bag and your stickers and we'll be sending that for your awesome review.
And I the one that left the one.
They sent you a message.
Oh, they did? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was supposed to tell you. I forgot.
Bitch.
Telling you now.
So I packed up your shit and I put your stuff in the mail. We'll connect about that. Listen, we appreciate everything you do for the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
Recycle your tin cans.
And the wet effort.
We especially appreciate what you've been doing for the wet effort.
Wet effort.
Wet effort.
I was giving it some effort last night in my dream.
Yeah, you were. Neil, that's the title.
Full effort.
Neil, that's the title of the episode. Wet effort.
What?
Listeners, thank you again for everything you do. We hope you have a great day. Stay gay.
Stay gay, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now. Y'all gay.